This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
On this week's episode of Really with Sierra and Michael Thomas, Sierra got to see Wicked for the first time. And I'm not talking about that movie that came out last year, although we love that. I'm talking about the live stage play, and I'm going to interview her about it, okay? I'm Michael Thomas. I've seen Wicked 4 times, and I can promise you, I will always get goosebumps when that first beat drops and that dragon comes to life.
And I'm Sierra. First time Wicked live attendee, slightly overwhelmed, very impressed, and ready to unpack it all. And this is Really, the podcast where even Broadway gets a little side eye occasionally.
Oh, 100%. All right, Sierra.
Hey.
Yeah.
No, I'm just excited.
Folks. Sierra got to see Wicked live for the first time, the actual musical. But first,
yeah,
we're going to talk for a second because I hadn't talked to Sierra in like a week.
Forever.
That is a lot for us. She needed a break from me because I'm a lot. Anyway.
Never.
How was your week, Sierra?
Oh my gosh. It's been so good. Okay. It's been so good.
Let's be honest.
Okay. It's been so good. I'm just here. You want to know why it's good? Because we're recording on a Friday and it's Friday, right?
Oh, pray. Yes. Yeah, I would agree.
I'm feeling it. Now, to be honest, I do like a Thursday. It's like a thirsty Thursday, but now that I'm in my 30s, that thirsty part is more like an ice drink. You know, those 99-cent ice drinks that have a little fizz to them? Or like a seltzer.
Yeah.
La Croix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although I like a Spindrift now, but anyways, yeah, Thursday, leading into Friday, it's when I sit back and go, you know, with my ice drink, mm-hmm. and I'm filled with gratitude.
Yeah, sure.
I'm filled 100%. With so much gratitude. And I have amnesia about all the problems that were
but all the bad
in
things.
The week.
Yeah. That's a good way. That's a good way to be. We're just going to put that all together and we're going to shove that away in a corner.
Yeah. Sweep that under the rug.
Yeah. We're going to compartmentalize. That's what.
Totally.
Absolutely.
How's your week been?
Yeah. Thank you. My week's been fine. I think we both had like a little bit of a crazy, crazy week, but because, you know, we did talk a little bit before the pod, but it's been a little crazy, but I'm real glad and grateful I get to end it with you.
Oh, yeah.
I know. You're welcome.
And a seltzer water.
And a seltzer water. I'm actually drinking a sweet tea from Pals.
Hey, Pals. Hey, Pals. Any of them cheddar rounds.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I do want to say, though, we record this a few weeks ahead. So for all those people that participated in the Top Dog episode, I just want to say thank you. I have a bunch of really cute puppy dog pictures, and it's Friday right now, and I'm going to be posting those this evening to our Instagram and our face place and our, okay, that's all we have. y'all, cute dogs.
Nothing better. It's what life's all about.
I mean, we got a ton. So thank you all for submitting. And later on in the show, last week's episode couple weeks ago, that episode was our family vacation episode. Ooh, I've got a great story from a listener that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A fan.
who shall remain nameless because we protect identities here.
Yeah.
With sensitive information. That's right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're going to get into the meat of this episode, ladies and gentlemen. You can call me the Southern Dan Rather, Southern Barbara Walters. I'm going to be emailing Sierra and asking those hard-hitting questions.
Oh,
about
so nervous. Is this a test? I'm not prepared. I didn't study. I need a study guide.
I know. This is a pop
I'm ready.
Quiz, ma'am.
Let's go.
But I do want to say I am super jealous because, you know, I remember those first time seeing Wicked, like, vibes, those feelings. And when I think back about that time, I think, oh my gosh, I still had a hairline.
Oh.
And,
so a little bit ago.
Okay. yes, it's been a minute. It was my first time live was 15 years ago. 2010, wow. The summer we performed in Greece.
Wow.
Not the country, folks. The musical. And we both went, wah, wah.
I was trying to hold it in.
Yeah, it was.
I wish I liked that show more. I had fun with everybody there. It was a good time.
Yeah, I had fun with the
but
people.
The show.
No. Oh. All right. Let's get into it, Sierra.
Focus. Ready.
What were your expectations prior to seeing this show? What did you think the vibe would be? What had you heard about it?
Wow. Okay. I mean, they were high. I'm just going to be honest. I just love that we're doing this, especially leading into the Halloween season, which is my favorite holiday.
Yes.
And I have a
spooky
whole
music here.
Insert spooky music.
All right, folks. I know it's been a minute since I've done one of these. I used to do these all the time. And I'm back doing another one. It's a consumer report. Now, I know we have all had those days where our stomach's like, hey, you remember them tacos you ate? Yeah, we're going to talk about that all day. Well, okay. So lately, I've been using Professor B's Digestive Aids. Because, you know, sometimes your gut needs a little extra tutoring. They use pure honey and these other all-natural bee-derived and herbal ingredients that are rooted in what's called apitherapy to help promote a healthier gut naturally. It's science meets sweetness, natural sweetness. And honestly, y'all, it works. There's no weird side effects. It's not any kind of weird mystery potion, just natural ingredients doing their job. Plus, Professor B's gave us an exclusive 10% off. Mm-hmm. Just head to profbees.com. That's profbees.com and use code reallypod at checkout. Again, that's profbees.com, promo code reallypod for 10% off any product. Because our digestive systems deserve an A-plus day, too.
My expectations were high because I'd heard for over 15 years or more how wonderful Wicked was. And we, in musical theater, when I went to Sullivan South, we did a performance and we did some of the music and that sort of thing. So my expectations were high. Why I never actually went and saw it, I don't know. The opportunity wasn't there. But no regrets, because I'm so glad it happened now. Mm-hmm. I saw the movie. Which I was led by several friends that who went and saw it before me and said, mm-hmm. okay, you're in the clear. They did good.
I was one of those.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm talking about you. And so went and saw the movie and just loved it. It was the most magical thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And so my expectations were high. They were high, but also high yet open. It was open for change and variation and it just being different. So I was an open book.
Yeah. My expectations when I went to see it, I had listened to the soundtrack for probably a good 10 years before that. Maybe not that long. I don't know if it was that old at the time, but I'd listened to the soundtrack a while since it came out. Because, you know, we're Wizard of Oz veterans. We have done the Wizard of Oz. So I love Wizard of Oz. Only thing I don't really love is them flying monkeys. And really didn't love those in Wicked. But I can look past that. My expectations were high. And my face was blown off. I mean, it was just... Yeah. Oh. It was like... And I don't know. Did you see it at Ovens Auditorium?
I don't know who
in Charlotte, Oven?
Like a no.
Ovens Auditorium.
No, the Belk Theater.
Oh, okay. I wonder if it's the same one and they just renamed it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Oh. But like they had the whole theater lit up in green.
Oh.
And that like they had the whole theater lit up in green and then the proscenium with the time dragon and all that. And it was just so cool. And I was just sitting there like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. And And that, I mean, I did warn you about the dragon at first because I was like, if they don't know to look, because it was very quick.
Oh, yeah, it was good. But, okay, first of all, so my friend Tony invited me to go to the show. And mm-hmm. this was like a year ago. And I was like, yes, I can commit to that. Let's do it. And she got great, great seats. They were up in the, what's that called? That first one? The first one that's
mezzanine?
Up. Sure, mezzanine. Love that word.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds pretty. Let's use it. So we were sitting in the mezzanine and I was like, Tony, these are great. And then I was like, what's that dragon thing? So then I texted you and I'm like, what's that dragon thing? I still have no idea. Like, what was the purpose of the dragon though? I do have a question about that.
That it's a callback from the book. Now, I don't know if it served a larger purpose in like, you know, the original.
Oh, okay.
Before they workshopped it and did all that stuff, but it's the clock of the time dragon is the time piece in Oz.
Okay. Well, it was awesome.
I think it's amazing. It's basically a massive puppet in the show for those of you that haven't seen it.
It's cool. It's loud.
It is loud.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sail for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
When that first beat drops, did you just like, were you, when it was like, boom, boom, da, 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 were you like, whoa, hey, okay, jump scare?
I was like, ah!
Because it is loud. I mean, I think it's loud.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot.
And you're quite welcome, frankly, ladies and gentlemen. I'm available for weddings.
Oh, yeah, for dun-duns.
Background music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Background dun-duns.
Yep.
I would like to also say that my cutucus was very numb the whole time. And it... blood was returned to my cutucus at intermission because I sat, you know, like when you sit somewhere for too long, you know,
and that butt goes numb.
Yeah. And your cutucus goes numb. Uh-huh. And because I was on the edge of my seat the entire time, and I kept trying to like go left cheek, right cheek, but there was no holding back.
No, I know.
It was so good. I was on the edge of the same seat. Thing. I couldn't sit back. Oh,
I know.
It was so
good. It's
okay.
I would have loved to have seen it with you. So that wasn't a read, but I really would have. Like I've seen it with a lot of my, you know, Caitlin and Jess and somebody else. Anyway, so I've gotten to see it with a bunch of our friends that I love. Like I watch them more than I watch the show.
That yeah.
I know what's getting ready to happen, so I'm like I'm just looking over. You know, like it, which is she ain't ready. So okay, show starts. What hits you first? What was your first thing that you were just like, ugh.
I think the music and just like the starstruckness of all of it, of like, is this really happening? It's really happening. And then Galinda, because that's how she was at the time, Galinda. She came down in this like contraption of a bubble and she was just beautiful. And the actors and actresses in this production were phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like no notes, absolutely incredible, amazing singers. They left it all on the stage.
Can you believe they do that 8 times a week?
No.
8 times a week. I mean, and they sing like that just. You know, feet planted just out their gut. I love it.
And larynx.
they inspire me. Did it feel like what you were expecting or did it hit totally different?
It did more.
Sure. I remember when we went to the movie. And I looked over at you and you were like, your face was moist. Your face was immersed. It was, you'd been crying a little.
I cried 3 times. Well, I cried 3 times in the movie and continued to do so. And I cried, I think I started to tear up when it actually started rolling because I was like, here it is. It's happening. You've waited so long and now it's here and you're going to do it. And what I loved that I saw the movie, and some people may disagree with this. I saw the movie and then saw Act One because, if you don't know, the movie is just Act One.
Right.
And I got to see Act One, and then I was so excited to also see Act Two.
So that was, we're going to get there because that part was fresh for you. That part was fresh. You didn't know that part of the story.
Apple pie. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Which character grabbed you the most? And it could be any of them. I know everybody always asks, is it Glinda? Is it Elphaba? Is it, I don't care. That all characters are valid. Which one grabbed you in the show? Made you feel something?
I think I just relate with Elphaba. I think we all can relate with Elphaba and we all can relate with Galinda in some capacity. Mm-hmm. I also feel like Bok did a really, really good job.
I love that character.
And because we went into Act Two, I then got even more and felt my heart was even more towards Bach mm-hmm. or Bick. Bach, Bick. but Elphaba is always gonna sit hard with me on a personal level. So
yeah. I think Elphaba is like the person for anybody that's ever felt othered.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, anybody yeah. that's ever felt like an outcast.
Not good enough.
Yeah. Like we were the theater kids. So we were obviously, you know, the misfits. So I do feel like, I feel like it resonates at least with me. Sounds like with you as well.
Yeah.
That way. I think, ooh, this one's hard for me because I love to not like this character. Madame Morrible. She scares me to death. Oh, but she is yeah. so good. Like that's a good character there. I mean, Madame Morrible is like, character. I mean, she's a snake in the grass.
Oh, God.
But I mean, amazing costumes. What did you think of the costumes?
Oh, they were so cool. Absolutely.
Ridiculous.
The sparkles that Galinda had in act two of her mm-hmm. dress or whatever, and her mm-hmm. tiara mm-hmm. was just, I wanted all of it.
Yeah.
want one.
Yeah. Like the guards costumes. I was like, these are ridiculous. They are so detailed. And that's hard on a stage. Like that just, I mean, that's like yeah. artistry, because on a stage, you know, the closest person to it is probably at least 30 feet away, around right. 30 feet, you know, 20 to 30 feet away. So, and you think of the farthest person from it is probably, oh, I don't even know, 500 feet away, maybe football field, yeah. almost half a football field. Depends on the size of the theater, I guess. And they still put that much detail in those costumes.
It's incredible. I need to tell you something though.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to tell you about these monkeys. Okay.
Girl.
The monkeys never The monkeys never bothered me in Wizard of Oz. They just never did. And I was just like, oh, well, that's fine. Whatever. But in this, in this production.
Bothersome.
These monkeys. Well, honestly, one of them started flying around. And I looked over at my friend Tony. I was like, what is that? She was like, that's the monkey. I was like, whoa. It looked like I don't know what they did with the costume, but they did it well. Like it mm-hmm. was, if they were going mm-hmm. for creepy, that nailed it.
Yeah.
So do you remember that movie, Hellraiser?
Oh, with the dude with like the nails coming out of his face? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That was how the monkeys looked.
Yeah.
They have
like
these weird spiky things at the top. Oh,
I know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I know. They were. Now, their look doesn't bother me as much as the them sprouting them wings on stage.
That was magic. You can't tell any different.
It was amazing. But I was just like, oh, I know that's fake. But that's I'm feeling that. Yeah, so I don't love the monkeys. But that's, I mean, hey, it's all right. We don't have to love it all. So without spoiling too much for the three people that haven't seen it, were there any like plot twists that surprised you?
Yes, there was. Well, is this safe? Is it safe to talk about?
I mean, yeah, you just,
at this point,
you let her rip, Tater Chip. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and talk about it. Yeah, spoiler alert, if you need to fast forward through this, if you're one of the three people in the world that haven't seen Wicked.
I was shook when the wizard, like I knew that the wizard was her deity, mm-hmm. but when the wizard came out as her dad and how he then felt, how he then reacted.
Yeah.
Thinking that she was gone
mm-hmm.
from the world. From mm-hmm. the house.
And alive.
Yeah. And what also was interesting is I had heard, you know, over the years, I had heard that Bach becomes the Tin Man.
Mm-hmm.
What's the guy's name? Help me.
Fiero
becomes the Scarecrow. And mm-hmm. the lion was the lion.
Yeah.
I had heard all that. But to see it all transpire and like to actually come to fruition and how it happened
mm-hmm.
gutted me. Like at one point, especially when towards the end, when it was all taking place, my soul came out of my chest and rose above me and just watched me watch it. And it was just incredible. But mainly for anybody that's listening, if you've ever had a TV show or a theater performance where you are not like, oh, when's this over? I want to look at my phone right now. Like, did anybody text me? Where you are totally in the moment. Mm-hmm. Nothing else exists. That is true entertainment. Claps all around.
Yes. Yes. I would say it's the closest I've ever come to a positive disassociation.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. When I see a good piece of theater, I see a good piece of theater. I see a really good show. I see a really good movie, something like that. Like, oh, love that. Love that. Yeah. Okay. Big one. What song knocked you out, just gave you chills?
I love The Wizard and I. I love Popular. Mm-hmm. I need to go and listen to the second act songs a little bit more to have more of a connection there.
Sure.
But they were still there, like, during the show. But Defying Gravity just hits.
Yep.
I remember singing that when I was a little kid and feeling
some type of way.
Similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when she rose from the floor up into the sky.
Sierra sent me a text and was like, she just flew.
She flew. You can't tell me any different. She levitated.
She was Dua Lipa.
Yeah. He levitated. I just clutched my chest and my necklace the entire time. Again, on the edge of my seat. My butt is numb. And
Are you weeping?
Oh my God. Yes. My eyeballs were just running down my face. It was absolutely incredible. She defied the gravity.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah. Was that like the moment where you were like, you felt the entire audience?
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying when I say that? Like,
yeah.
Like everybody in the theater. I think there's many times where you can feel the entire audience, or when you can feel the audience a little. Because, you know, as actors, we can feel them on stage. Yeah. But like, as actors sitting in a theater, we're like, it's harder to feel the entire audience's feelings. And every time at that moment, every person in that theater is just shook. And you can feel it.
There were men, women, and children around me just crying their eyes out.
Oh yeah.
We became one in that. We were unified. Didn't matter. We became one. And I'll tell you this right now, what was interesting, I've never been to a production where there was so much interaction with the audience in a way of clapping and applause. Like these people had been seasoned. They'd been there before.
Sure.
After every song, and even as people would arrive, and there would just be clapping. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't. Okay. Yeah, let's do it. And the actors and actresses, they would also pause to allow that to happen too. But it wasn't too much. It wasn't overdone. It just was the energy from even the beginning when the dun dun happened. Mm-hmm. The whole crowd was like, wow. And I was like, here we go. Oh,
it's almost like I liken it too. And when I saw the Cher show on Broadway, it had the same feeling. I know that probably sounds crazy, but to liken the Cher show to Wicked, but one of the Elphabas played Cher. Anyway, I love when a show opens with a hard, loud bass beat and the orchestra just goes to town because it feels like a rock concert. and it Definitely. Just puts you in it. And yeah. like, I just, oh, that's the only thing until I saw Wicked at the Russell. I think I said this, until I saw Wicked at the Russell, I didn't know I knew the movie obviously was, I mean, I loved it, but it doesn't give you that big bass beat. Cause you know, it's a movie, I guess you're not wanting to like stand up and scream in the middle of a theater, theater, but you could, thank you. But like at the Russell, their sound system is so amazing that I was like, there it is. That's what I came for.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, Pink Floyd's song Time.
Yeah.
It's just like that. The first time I heard that.
Yeah. Big old downbeat.
Dark Side of that.
I don't know it well, but I know it. Did any of the songs that you did know well, the first act songs, did any of them hit differently live than in the movie?
Yeah, just or more. Yeah.
Recorded. Yeah.
More.
Yeah.
Felt it more.
Yeah.
Meaned more. Meant more.
I remember when I saw it live with the OG Bestie in New York. And the Wizard and I look over at her and she is unwell. She is not doing well at all. She is she's like, that was amazing. And then I think she does not. Just for a second. Like I think we both might have nodded off just a second because that was a tough travel day.
One day I'll be able to compare my Wicked showings. This was the first one, and it's one of many to come.
Absolutely. That's one thing I will say. I hope it never closes on Broadway, but that is the one show I can see every time. I love it. There's something different about it every time. I never get tired of it. Phantom of the Opera was the same way. I saw it a couple times too. But Wicked is just, I just love it.
She never gets old.
No, she eats. And we're going to talk about that later.
What? I ate some popcorn.
In the show?
Yeah. It was great.
Okay. I love that. So just, you know, so you would see it again.
I would definitely see it again. I do think it's worth noting the differences in the movie and the show. There is like no talking. It is all music, which is great.
Yeah.
I love that. But yeah. I do think as someone who's going music, into this.
In the show, the music definitely does move along
much the story faster.
Much faster. And the show and the movie is very, you know, there's dialogue.
I like both. I don't have a favorite. I like both. Yeah. Okay, I'm just like kidding. It's a live theater. Always. Yeah,
I mean, I the movie, what I love about the movie is, you know, the show gives you that backstory that you've all, I love yeah. a backstory. Yeah. The show gives you that backstory. The movie gives you even more of the backstory. So that's what I love the movie for. I mean, other than obviously Cynthia and Ari and all the wonderful performers and actors in it. Yeah. It's just, Wicked's just magical, folks. So if you had to cast yourself, who would you be? Elphaba or Glinda? And why?
Well, I feel like.
Critical thinking.
Well, I'm an alto, so Elphaba.
Yeah. You're a belter, too.
Oh, thank you. I don't know.
Yeah, at least you were when we used to perform. You know, you had a big old belty Broadway voice, and I could see that. I could see that.
Well, thank you. The only person that would know is the magical person in my car that I talk to. Is that
you don't
Siri?
Sing in the shower?
Oh yeah, I sing in the shower. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, who would you be?
I don't know. I really don't. Honestly, that is one show that I can say that I do love so much that I really don't know that I'd ever want to be in.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, no, I'm good. I'd rather watch it. And now I think if anything, if it ever gets to the community theater level, I would love to direct it.
Oh, yeah. You'd be great at that.
Because I did love directing shows. But I don't know. I really don't. I mean, obviously, I would be Glinda. But.
Oh, yeah. Glinda.
That might that might be a controversial casting. So I would say director.
Okay.
Yeah. We only have a few more questions on this interview, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
So if you had, Sierra, if you had to sum up your first Wicked experience in one sentence, what would it be?
Mystical, magical, movementable, marvelous.
Movementable? Mm. Like it made you go to the bathroom? Or like movement in the music.
Well, they were passing out these, not passing out, you had to purchase it, these Elphaba's elixirs. They had a little vodka in them. They were cute. They were blue, though, not green, but that's besides the point.
Oh.
Movement in the aspect of my heart, my soul. I was moved by their performance.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
You know how sometimes you need a cup of coffee, but your heart rate's like, yeah, please don't. Mm-hmm, that's me. Which is why I'm obsessed with Savorista. They make small batch coffee that's actually craft roasted, full of flavor, but without all that caffeine. I've been drinking their decaf and half calf blends lately, and listen, if you think decaf can't taste good, Savorista is about to change your entire personality. It's bold. It's smooth. It doesn't taste like sadness. You can drink it at 9 p.m. without regretting all your life choices. Okay, so if you're looking for that, you know, cozy cup that won't have you reorganizing your pantry at 2 a.m., check out Savorista.com. Savorista, Savorista.com. And use the code REALLYPOD at checkout for a little something off your first order. That little something, 25%. Mm-hmm. Your nervous system will thank you. Okay. What would you say to somebody that's never seen like a Broadway-style musical or Broadway-style show? I was going to say just Wicked, but any of them. I mean, I've honestly never seen a bad one. I've seen some that were, you know, a little more boring than others, but I've never seen a bad one. But somebody that's on the fence about, you know, hey, we're taking a trip to New York for 4 days. How would you win them over to getting a Broadway ticket? Because they're not cheap.
No, they're not. I've never been to, I've been to New York for an hour to get from a different airport to another airport, and that was intense.
I was going to say, that's not a real, that was, yeah.
I haven't been there.
You didn't have a positive experience.
No. So I got to go do that over. Well, I would say that it was the best show that I've ever seen. And can I tell you, the first theatrical show that I've ever seen was Pirates of Penzance.
You know, it was just on Broadway, the revival with Jinx Monsoon. And I would have, I would have loved to have seen it. And it got great reviews, but I would have loved to have
seen
it.
I'd give an ear for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really good.
If you ear, then you wouldn't be able to hear it.
Oh, okay. A toe. Okay. Well, then I couldn't walk there. Jeez. I don't know. We can Uber. You're right. So I just think that it's a great place to start. However, you might need to lower your expectations of other things if you start there.
If you start at Wicked, yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Like it might be hard to go from Wicked to Hello, Dolly.
Well, it's just very different.
It is.
I do love Hello
Dolly. I was in Hello Dolly.
I know. I know. With who else was Brooks Morlock and Rebecca Hayden? Shout out.
I was in that with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And Annie Get Your Garen.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't in that one, I don't think. No, I think
everybody was great. I'm just not a fan of that show.
Yeah, no, I know.
I don't know. Don't make me go back to high school in my mind.
out of my four trips to the Emerald City, I would say that first one still, not every single one of them hits. Don't get me wrong. My first one was probably the most magical. It just, anyway, we'll wrap up Wicked because we have a few more segments to talk about.
Okay. Wait, can I ask you a question? So
of course.
Thank you. Okay. Because we are such Wizard of Oz fans, mm-hmm. I was worried that this was going, what this would do to the reality or, you know, the different reality of the Wizard of Oz, because all these characters then were their backstory of like why they were then those other characters. Mm-hmm. So I was worried, like, what's this going to be? I think that it amplified it. It just
right.
It made it even more profound. And it speaks to my soul personally because I was in it twice. And mm-hmm. I just feel that the story just keeps getting better and better. Now, there's a lot of people out there that actually don't love The Wizard of Oz. It freaked them out when they were too younger. I loved the concept of going to this magical world, because especially when you're younger, you know, you're like, God, I want to sometimes, you know, be in this little world that's going on. This mm-hmm. seems crazy.
Well, and I think part of the magic of the movie when we were children is it going from black and white to color.
Oh, that felt that.
I mean, that felt magical. And it still, absolutely. As an adult, feels magical. John recently just saw it at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Whoa.
Yeah, he saw the Wizard of Oz at the Sphere, and he was like, yeah, that was something.
Hey, do you think mm-hmm. that Sphere's like a planetarium, that you kind of get a little nauseous sometimes?
I can't imagine you wouldn't, because you're just looking up so much.
I hope not. I love a planetarium, but it gets a little freaky. Anyways, I do want to go see the Sphere.
Yeah. I love Wizard of Oz. Now, I don't watch it as much as I used to, but I always watch it around Christmas time.
It's a good one.
Yeah. It makes me, well, I actually, to be more specific, or as a lot of people like to say, to be more Pacific.
that's an ocean.
Thank you. But to be more Pacific, I usually watch it around Thanksgiving-ish.
Because you're thankful.
I remember I am grateful because there's no place like home.
Yeah.
All right, Sierra. Are we ready to move on? Because we can talk about Wicked like so much more.
Yeah, let's move on.
I think we'll talk about it more once we see Wicked for Good.
Yes.
I know. The second part. The second movie in the Wicked series.
I can't wait.
All right. Sierra, I have a Gen Alpha word of the week.
And okay.
The Gen Alpha word of the week is eight.
Eight.
Eight. A-T-E. Eight. And according to ChatGPT and Merriam-Webster, when someone says she ate, he ate, or they ate, it means the person absolutely crushed it. They performed very well, looked amazing doing something, or executed something flawlessly. It's a high compliment. You also see, they ate and left no crumbs.
Ew.
Which means someone not only did great, but there was no evidence of any flaws. Perfect execution. The origins of the word eight, the usage of eight as slang, likely has its roots in ballroom culture, the LGBTQ and especially Black Latinx communities, where performers would be praised for eating the runway or stage, meaning they gave a powerful performance.
Yes.
Over time, that usage migrated into more mainstream social media, TikTok, Instagram, etc., and became a general term of praise beyond performance, fashion, style, creativity, etc. per keyhole.com. Other examples are, girl, you ate with that outfit. Just like that, with that accent.
You did.
She ate that song. Vocals on point. You ate today's presentation. Also, people sometimes exaggerate with ate and left no crumbs to emphasize total perfection. Anyway, that's our Gen Alpha word of the week. I've heard this for years, but apparently the youths now have stolen it from us. And they love it. They use it a lot. So if you've ever heard the babies using the word, they ate. Now you know.
You're welcome. Hey, can I tell you something? I use this because I've heard of this one. I think mm-hmm. it's silly, but I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. But silly now. Yeah. Not silly in a different context,
yeah.
but silly now. Okay, so this is like nerd alert, so get ready. This deals with microscopes and students. Okay, so we're doing a white blood cell differential, which maybe some people have turned off the radio by now. But anyways, white blood cell differential, we're looking at blood cells underneath the microscope, and we're trying to see what types of white blood cells we're looking at.
Absolutely.
And one of the students was like, Sarah, is this a monocyte? And so I came over and I looked in the microscope and I said, oh, what?
Did you say a monocyte or monostat?
I said monocyte.
Okay. Sorry, I heard monostat. And I was like, hold up.
Anyways.
Continue.
She says, Sarah, is this a monocyte? And I said, let me come take a look. So I rolled over there, took a look, and I went, yes, that is the best monocyte I have ever seen live. She ate that monocyte.
Okay. And
all of my students went, oh, yes, oh, queen. I got a yes,
you
queen.
You know what you just did. You know what you did. You won that classroom. You won that class. You won that class. They respect you.
I was honored. I got a yes queen. They died. And my colleague Angelia just shook, just palm to the head, was like, oh my God.
Come on, Angelia, get with the program.
I was like, yes, yes, yes. And so bad that I was like, okay, let's take a 10-minute break. Y'all calm down. So
see, Sierra, I just want to say, That brings home the power of a teacher.
Thank you. Women in science.
Amen. All right. Moving on. We're going to wrap it up, folks. We know we've taken up a lot of your time, and we appreciate y'all being here. Sierra, where are you going to buy some stuff at this week?
Oh, it is approaching, again, one of my favorite seasons. You walk outside, the air is cool and crisp. The air's mm-hmm. not close anymore like it is in the summer. Mm-hmm. You can sit outside with a sweater and your mm-hmm. dog and a cup of coffee and get down.
Then what you're
going to do is on the weekends, you're going to take your adorable 6-month-old German short hair pointer and you're going to go on down to Granddad's Pumpkin Patch in Hendersonville, North Carolina, where you can. It's a good town. It's a good town.
It is.
Where you can take your dog and your loved ones, and you can take pictures with the pumpkins, get you a pumpkin. You can also, they have apples. It's called Granddad's Apples, so you could get that too.
Okay.
But we're in the season of pumpkins.
Yes.
Love an apple. I do prefer Honeycrisp, but we're going to get some pumpkins. We're going to take pictures with Ozzy by the pumpkins because he looks great in orange. And anyways, we're going to go to Granddad's Pumpkin Patch. And I think y'all should too. So you can find them on Facebook at Granddad's Apples N Such. That's an N apostrophe. Granddad's Apples N Such. It has been family owned since 1994. 5 generations of that. That's odd math, but that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And you can also find them on Instagram at Granddad's Apples. Chimney Rock Road, Hendersonville.
I love that. Will you take me there next time?
Absolutely.
Do they have a corn maze? I'm just kidding. I don't know why I'm asking. I would never do it. They scare me.
I don't know because I'm never doing that. So,
right. Thank
you. Okay. Where are you going to really spend some money?
Well, this week, I don't have a new one for this week, but okay. I do have a really fun show that's coming up at the Russell Theater.
Appropriate. Let's do it.
In Lebanon, Virginia on Sunday, November 23rd at 4 p.m. It is the Cody Norris Show. It is a band fronted by Cody Norris with Josiah Tyree, Mary Rachel Naley Torres. No, Norris. And Charlie Lohman. This band brings a retro flair plus tight instrumentation and lyrics that land. If you love a blend of bluegrass, folk, and showmanship that feels nostalgic yet fresh. This is one you won't want to miss. Grab your tickets now and prepare to be entertained. You can get your tickets at therusselltheater.com, or we'll have the QR code on our Instagram.
Oh, I love bluegrass. I love it so much.
You would probably like them.
I love it so much. I don't really like country music that much, but I love bluegrass.
Bluegrass and country. A lot of people lump them together, but it's very different. It's very different, folks.
I love a banjo. Yeah. And a saxophone. Anyways, I digress.
All right. To wrap stuff up, Sierra.
Yeah.
Give me one sentence summary of your first Wicked experience.
Oh, I can't even do that. It's out of this world. It's absolutely wicked.
Thank you. This is our Halloween episode. Sorry it's not spookier, but you know, it's a show about witches. I know. So, I hope you all have had a good time with us today. I've enjoyed it. It's been fun. Stay blessed, stay hydrated, and have a good time. I hope you have a great, great Halloween.
And I hope it's wicked.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye.
Really, with Sierra and Michael Thomas, is produced by Griff Chap Studio, LLC. The views and opinions expressed by host Sierra and Michael Thomas are their own and do not reflect those of their employers. Copyright 2025, Griff Chap Studio, LLC, all rights reserved.